powerful earthquake in central Italy has taken the lives of more than 90 people today. Most of the dead were in a 13th century mountain city about 60 miles east of Rome. Officials say tens of thousands of people are now homeless. The New York Times' Rachel Donadio is in L'Aquila, where the earthquake struck, and she joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us what you've seen today.
One of the most striking images that I saw this morning was a dormitory that houses university students at the University of L'Aquila. The four-story building had nearly collapsed. Several of the floors were crushed into the lower floors, and crowds of onlookers, distraught students, and the family members of students believed to still be missing were gathered outside. I also passed a building that had completely collapsed. It looked like a kind of millefeuille pastry with every floor completely smushed together, and rescue workers were combing through the rubble looking for, if not survivors, then I am. And rescue workers were combing through the rubble. L'Aquila is a medieval city. It's a former fortress town high up in the hills in the Abruzzo region, just east of Rome. And the historic center has many, many terrifically interesting and beautiful architectural treasures, many of which were destroyed. The cupola of the main church was cracked open. It looked like the inside of an Easter egg, and a lot of other 18th and earlier century buildings were seriously destroyed. There was rubble all over the streets.
When you see some of these collapsed buildings, such as the university dormitory, what's your sense of the rescue operation? Are they finding survivors? Are they finding people inside who didn't survive?
I think that they're finding some people who did not survive, and I think that many of the survivors have already been removed. But it's very hard to tell at this point. The damage is widespread around the region. L'Aquila has 80,000 inhabitants. It kind of goes in a circle around from the historic center in concentric circles, and the destruction has been worse in different parts of the city. So it's very hard to know. There are all kinds of rescue workers here out in force from all different government authorities, but they're still really trying to get people out, and it's unclear. The latest death toll I heard was 92 and about 1,500 wounded, but the Civil Protection Agency fears that maybe as many as 50,000 people could be left homeless because they can't really go back to their homes. I'm on the highway right now, and we've just passed a hearse carrying a coffin. Apparently one other part of the city has many, many, many coffins being brought out. It's a really distressing scene.
What has the response been from Italy's central government?
The Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, came to L'Aquila to give a press conference. The Interior Minister, Roberto Maroni, also came. And they say that authorities are doing everything they can to move the rescue effort ahead. Usually in a situation like this, after the tragedy come the polemics. It's unclear whether anything could have been done better to prevent this from happening. There were many small tremors in the region before this big, big earthquake hit. So it's unclear whether they could have done anything to help prevent this. Seismic activity is quite common in Italy, but rarely at this magnitude. I was in Rome when the earthquake hit at 3:30 in the morning, 95 miles to the west, and it woke me up. It just shook the entire house. So I knew that if something that strong had hit Rome, it surely would have been much, much stronger at the epicenter here in L'Aquila in the Abruzzo region.
That's Rachel Donadio of the New York Times. She's in central Italy, where an earthquake of 6.3 magnitude struck earlier today. Thanks very much.
Thank you.